This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday total victory in Gaza was within reach, rejecting the latest offer from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire to ensure the return of hostages still being held in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hamas had proposed a ceasefire of 4.5 months, during which the militants would release all the remaining Israeli hostages, or the bodies, of those kidnapped during an October 7th rampage through Israeli communities that left 1,200 dead. In exchange, Hamas demanded Israel withdraw its troops from the Gaza Strip, followed by an agreement on an end to the war. But Israel has repeatedly ruled out anything other than a temporary ceasefire to effect the return of captives or that leaves Hamas in control of Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States military said it carried out a drone strike on a vehicle in Baghdad on Wednesday, killing a leader of an Iranian-backed militant group in Baghdad. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
It was a unilateral strike conducted by U.S. forces against a major commander for Kataib Hezbollah. Kataib Hezbollah is the Iranian-backed militant group that has been responsible for striking U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan.
Hear more from Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb on VOA News' International Edition. Republican Party U.S. senators on Wednesday defeated a bipartisan effort to bolster border security, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the deal. Former President Donald Trump has pressed them to reject any compromise as he campaigns to defeat Democrat President Joe Biden in the November election. This